Food Talk STL continues on 590 The Fan, KFNS, and KFNS.com with more conversation about food, wine, beer, restaurants, cooking, kitchens, food shows on TV, food trucks, and farmers markets. Here's David Craig.
Okay, a few days ago I was out at the Le Cordon Bleu School of Cooking in St. Peter's. Exit 220 off of I-70, and I talked to Vicki Davenport, who's the executive chef there. And, well, here's how our chat went. I said, Vicki, what exactly do you do here at Le Cordon Bleu?
I do everything. I am in charge of all things academic. So I supervise all the chef instructors. I make sure all the students are happy. Basically, anything that needs to get done, I take care of.
Okay, typically a student at Le Cordon Bleu, is it somebody who's just graduated high school or college, or are there a lot of career changers? What's the typical student here?
Well, there's no such thing as a typical Le Cordon Bleu student.
Okay.
We have a huge diverse population. We've got students that are fresh out of high school, 17, 18 years old. We have retired individuals who are looking for a fun new career. They're maybe in their late 50s, early 60s. We have career changers. We have college students who tried the traditional universities and found out it wasn't for them, and so they decided to come and try culinary school. So we've got, you know, our population, all sorts of minorities, ages, you name it. We're a melting pot here in St. Louis.
And how long does it take to go through the entire course and to come out and be ready to go to work in a restaurant?
We have 2 9-month certificate programs. We have a certificate in Le Cordon Bleu Culinary Arts and a certificate in Le Cordon Bleu Pâtissier in Baking. As I said, they're 9 months long, 36 weeks, 6 6-week classes. We teach the students the fundamentals of baking and pastry, the fundamentals of culinary arts, which prepares them to go out into the workplace and continue on learning under trained chefs.
Okay, so you're observing students every day. What is the most fun for students when they're going to school here at Le Cordon Bleu?
I think the students love blood and guts, at least the culinary students do. Not, she's pastry. The culinary students love the blood and guts. They're breaking down a pig tonight upstairs in F3. It's awesome. They love working with proteins and fish, and a lot of these students are being exposed to ingredients that they've never had before. So it's fabulous to see students who say, I've never eaten a Brussels sprout before. And they think, oh, Brussels sprouts, gross. And then they make it and they realize they love Brussels sprouts. It's incredible. The pastry students, they're dainty. They love playing with chocolate and sugar.
Okay, this is Vicki Davenport. We're at Le Cordon Bleu School of Cooking. Did I say it right?
Perfect. Excellent accent.
What then is the hardest part for the students? What is it like, oh gosh, we're going to have to do this next week, and I'm kind of like a little concerned about it?
I think the hardest thing for our students when they first get in the kitchen and they have time constraints placed on them. We have practical examinations where the students are set up with real world scenarios. They're given an hour and 20 minutes and they've got to produce their plates, and it's got to be exactly to the chef's specifications, and they've never had any kind of timed pressure on them. And you see who's going to be successful in the industry and who's going to crack under pressure. And you have to work with those students who struggle with meeting deadlines and teach them how to prioritize and how to multitask so they can be successful in the fast-paced kitchen.
And that is an issue in a lot of places, from high-end places to flipping burgers at McDonald's.
Absolutely. You know, there is nothing wrong with having a background in fast food, because what it teaches you is consistency and speed. I mean, when you're pumping out, 400, 500 burgers an hour, you learn how to move quickly on your feet. And that's a good skill to have. So I never poo-poo anyone's fast food background.
Now, what would you say to St. Louis area restaurant owners? Everybody's looking for decent staff people. What would you say to them about your people?
I would say choose a Le Cordon Bleu student. We instill professionalism, pride for the craft. I think that they're going to have a noticeable difference from other culinary students for the simple fact that, we do instill pride in them and teach them how to be professional employees, not just cooks, but professional employees. Chefs don't want someone who already knows it all. The chef knows it all. They want someone that they can train and that they can mold and that's not going to talk back to them. And That's what we teach our students. You say, yes, chef, no, chef. How do you want this, chef? And they keep their heads down, and they work clean, and they work quickly.
Hey, that's Vicki Davenport, executive chef at Le Cordon Bleu School of Cooking in St. Peter's. And we're done. That's it for our show. We're a little over time here. Thank you, Matt Grover, our producer. Thank you, George Mahey, Bill Coons. We're broadcasting from the Bomarito Automotive Group Studios. Check us out on the web, foodtalkstl.com. You can listen to archives of our show. We're on Twitter at foodtalkstl. We're on Facebook. I'll see you tomorrow at the Rams game. Go Rams. Beat the Vikings. Keep it here, 590 The Fan, KFNS.